good evening, Sandy. Welcome. Unexpected, but welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
As always, I'm pleased to join with you all this time. We felt it necessary to bring the dear lady to you in order for her to move forward and also to allow your gatekeeper to help.
Yes.
I was, of course, aware of what was happening within this group. I wish to say to you all, my dear friends, that there is a peacefulness and a joy within this room at this time. I would like you all to absorb that peace and quietness and to allow it into your heart areas, that it may, in the days, the weeks, the months to come, uphold and sustain you. Because the more you recognize it from within, the more help you can receive. All too often, my dear friends, you feel that happiness and peacefulness and joy come from out and not within. It can be, of course, a mixture of both. But true love and peacefulness comes from the Spirit. And I wish you all to develop that inner knowing for whenever it is needed. And I know that you all try so hard in your meditations and your thoughtfulness for others. But I do not wish you to become too complacent and to allow it to slip from your grasp. Do you understand my words?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We need to be mindful and continue with the meditations and...
Yes, it is not a practice. It should be a way of life for you by now. It should come to you naturally. That spirit, which many say is within, is not within. It is your very being. It is you, and it is who you are. So please, my dear friends, recognize this, and you will be helped throughout your lives. Do we have any questions at this time?
I was thinking, if we can reach that point, would it in turn help other people that we meet through each day?
Yes, indeed. Because, of course, you then become an emissary of spirit, and the light which is your spirit shines forth to others that they will pick up naturally, because they recognize what is theirs to own. You understand?
Yeah.
Yes. We wish again to extend a welcome to the dear lady who has joined us previously.
Thank you so much.
And we give you peace and love.
Thank you, and the same to you.
Thank you. Any more questions at this time?
yes, I have a question, certainly about spirit realms. Initially, I was thinking in terms of each planet in the universe being associated with a spirit realm. But conflicting with that thought, spirit is really all one.
Yes.
There are no distinct boundaries. And yet, people entering spirit realm from Earth will, in some way, stay close to Earth. So, could you say something about that and the absence or presence of boundaries within the spirit zone?
Yes, you must completely forget any boundaries. When you speak of earth and spirit, you are speaking of two separate, shall we call them, places. But of course they are not. You, my dear friend, are physical, but you are spiritual. All is intermingled. Every planet, every universe is as one. You do not suddenly depart to another place. This is what most people cannot understand. There are many of your universes, as you well know.
Yes.
And we have discussed on occasions. But when you speak of passing to spirit, if you were to pass to spirit, it would happen here and now. You do not travel to another place. Do you understand?
Yes, I do. I felt that the notion of oneness.
You cannot have separateness.
Mm.
How can you? All is spiritual. The great creator created spirits. But although you live on a physical planet, when you speak of spiritual places, it is the intermingling of the physical and the spiritual together.
Yes. And although we sometimes talk of your world and our world,
yes,
it's really all intermingled.
Yes, it becomes confused. But of course we need to use human words, which is confusing. So for the sake of understanding, we use your earthly words.
Yes, indeed. Oh, that clarifies. Thank you very much.
Yes. Yes. Perhaps if you thought of when you go into sleep state, you are in spirit, basically, and yet you are still in the physical bed. There is an analogy there. Mm-hmm. Are there more questions at this time?
Yes, I know. There's one that you can may well be able to confirm for us. Sorry, Matt. I was reading in a chemical journal this week about some investigational work regarding cloud formation, the high clouds in our weather system. And scientists have been flying into the clouds and collecting samples for analysis. And they are declaring that clouds are formed largely as the result of what they call condensation nuclei. And those would be of two types. Mineral dust, which can arise from agriculture, and especially the way we do agriculture today. And the other type of condensating nucleus is metal particles, which they declare would come from industry. But I feel that cloud formation is much enhanced these days as the result of our chemtrails, which we have talked about, and these put metal particles into the atmosphere, and I suspect they're playing quite a big role in the condensation that forms clouds. Are you able to comment on that?
Yes. Of course, as time continues, the atmospheres of your planet alter, as you rightly say, by how mankind is treating the Earth. Of course, it has to have results. But what I would wish to say to you, my dear friend, is this, that for all time, your earthly planet has been a mixture of many things. And like the genes of your body, it holds on to many particles. I am not speaking scientifically at this point. But what I am doing is saying to you that you cannot use the time and space that you exist in to say these things have been caused. All of these happenings have already existed. Does that make sense to you?
All of these happenings have already
yes.
happened, in effect.
Yes. If you have, let me find a simplistic way of saying this to you. If you have and I know all of you here enjoy your cup of tea. At the bottom of every cup of tea, there are particles that you would call tea leaves.
Yes.
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 Not today, because I know you use paper.
That's right.
Yeah. But if you were after 1 week to stir your tea, all of these particles would rise and show themselves.
Mm.
A little like the state of your world.
Mm.
Although you think that a lot is caused by how you live today, a lot of the time it is stuff already within the atmosphere anyway.
Yes.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Of course it can be exaggerated at times, but nevertheless it is wiser for you to retain that your earth has never been so different at any of its human time.
Yes. The,
it can be made a little worse, but that is caused by the stirring of the humans within.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, it is something that has built up.
No, it has not built up. It has always existed. And only comes to the fore when it has been aggravated by some such condition, perhaps one of the conditions that you have mentioned.
Yes, changes in
changes,
agriculture.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It is a complicated subject that you have chosen there. And not easy within your world to find the correct words for them.
But perhaps it is good that scientists are studying this at this time.
That is the purpose of your scientists, is it not? That they are always curious, that they will always seek something new. After all, if you go back to the beginning of my teachings, did I not say that all has been? They are important words to remember.
Yes. I was thinking that the cloud cover seemed to be increasing, but perhaps we should see it more as a natural fluctuation.
A natural, yes. Yes. I think you would be wiser to do so and to think more along those lines. But nevertheless, your scientists are here to find out as much as they can. We hope in order to help others, but not always, unfortunately.
Yes, yes, the what comes from our scientific investigations is rather a mixed bag of items.
But nevertheless, of interest to humankind. And I have to say they have at times brought good to man. They have looked at many things and provided much. So we will try not to judge them too harshly.
Yes, we will try not to judge, and we will try not to be fearful.
Yes, always do not be fearful.
And that was a very good message that we received last time.
Yes.
Thank you.
Now, my dear friends, I will take my leave at this time and allow others to come. So as I leave you, I cloak you once more in my love and light. next time I leave you all.
Thank you so much.
We are so fortunate. Thank you so much.